Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
Casey, are we podcasting?
Yes.
All right. This is what I'm doing this week.
Okay.
Okay. Our school's big Halloween fundraiser is always... No, big school fundraiser for the
it's
year.
It's the big one.
For the
Yours year. Is for the year is the Halloween.
Is the Halloween one, which usually works out. This year, terrible timing, like on all fronts, because the world is just busy right now. I don't know if it's the moon or what it is. And... But I'm doing this project that will actually give me a little relief. I think at this point, it will take me like an hour. So I bought this balloon. Okay. No. Listen to me. This is how far deep I am into this.
This is how you always start every one of these craft things, where you say, it's only going to take me an hour. And then I get a text message or a link or some email, and it's 2:07 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that 1 hour started at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's true.
So what is the – okay.
Okay. So we have this like festival at school, and we went with a totally new theme. So obviously,
nude?
No, nude. God, but what a great way to make money for the school, as long as the kids aren't allowed.
It sounded like you said nude theme, and I'm like, what kind of freaking Montessori bullshit are you?
God, no, it's a public school.
Could you imagine nude theme? I might go.
It depends. Not our school. No, thank you.
Yeah,
not our school. I don't know, but maybe a private. I don't know. Not our school.
Get it? Private school?
Yeah.
Guys, the jokes, they just keep going.
I know. Get it? Kristen's a private detective.
I'm here looking at the nudes of all the parents. Want to see what kind of Halloween fair.
Let's be honest, they're going to work out more, I think.
Halloween is that one time of year where, like, when our kids were in preschool, somebody dressed up like a
sexy nurse or something. Yeah.
It was not even sexy. I was like, I can see the outside of your nipples. It was so X-rated.
Hello.
My husband said his favorite moment was when he looked at her, and then we drove in separate cars, and he was like, all I wanted to do was watch your face when you saw her. He says that's what he lived for. Because it was like crazy. Like each boob was being hoisted up in one of them things, things.
That's really risky
anyway,
to dress provocatively around kids because, you know, they don't pull any punches.
My husband hasn't been around that much skin in a decade. He was at a loss for words. He was like, he felt weird about it.
Delilah will be like, oh, I see too much of your boobies in that shirt. Like, they get real judgy. And I'm like, this is a flannel button-up. I can't.
Well, I remember the girls had I was wearing a low-cut bathing suit, which, by the way.
Yeah.
Would you ever describe any suit you've ever seen me in as anything but, like, reasonable, sensible suit.
No, it was like a navy blue minimizing bust line.
100%. And Delilah and Eleanor, Gore-Tex. They were like on each side of me, and I was like sitting on the step, and they both were like, we can see your boobs. And I'm like, it's a V-neck. What?
They're connected.
If there was a crew neck swimsuit, I would own it.
She always wears a dickie with a swimsuit when she can. But with this particular suit, she could not.
You know, it's the one time I just let her rip. I had my two families with me, and I got two girls on each side dressed as mermaids going.
Just judging.
Yeah, like looking down like, we can see your boobs. I'm like, they're not out. Are they out?
Kristen prefers a swimsuit that looks like a band uniform.
It's 100%
like
true.
A class A's from the military.
You never know when you're going to go skiing. 100%.
Everything.
Okay, took us so off track.
I know, that's okay.
Okay.
So new theme, not nude theme, new theme. It used to be Day of the Dead. Now it's pumpkins and spiders. And I happened to be checking out Pinterest instead of sleeping the other night. And I saw the cutest thing where people take the balloon arch, you know, you buy at the dollar store, the like plastic rod that you piece together. And the ones with feet, they suck. We all know. Nobody has sandbags laying around the house.
Right.
Like, But I did find this one for Delilah's birthday that I never used that C clamps to the table. It comes with these little plastic
clamps.
It's
an arch?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
So you put the clamps on the table at either end of like a 6-foot table.
Cute.
And then you stick the rod in there. And the rod is like, you know how tent poles, they like.
They bend.
Yeah. And they have that like stretchy rod in the middle. So it's one of those. So what I saw on Pinterest was people get the old school pumpkin like trick-or-treat buckets.
Yes, I saw this woman do that on.
And they drill a hole in the bottom and then they make this beautiful arch out of
them. Do you want to know what mine would look like? It would be two pumpkins drilled wrong and me quitting and just having a full.
That's what your boobs look like.
That's what my boobs look like. That's what my boobs look like in the swimsuit. Just two pumpkins.
One,
that have given up.
Mrs. Sweeney, one of your boobs is up very high.
Mrs. Sweeney, your left boob is up really high, but your right boob is very low. I know, girls.
It feels like one's looking at me accusatorily.
One's looking at me because it's mad at me, and the other one's not looking at me because it's mad at me, but both of them look mad at me.
Did I do something? Because I... So anyways, I got this. Let me tell you what's the hardest thing in the world to find right now in this day.
A drill bit?
No, that easy peasy. Pumpkin-shaped buckets. The pumpkin
pails. Yeah, because they're all out because everybody bought them for Halloween.
No, because everybody's gotten really cheap and they just do a bucket-shaped bucket with a face painted on it.
Oh.
There's like none. I mean, think of how much easier it is to ship like a stack of buckets rather than a whole bunch of pumpkins.
What about if you give your kids a Trader Joe's bag, but you quick use a Sharpie and draw a jack-o'-lantern on the front? On the tacky scale, 0 to 10, where do I fall?
It's functional. It'll hold the candy. I don't care. I think it's great. But I tell you what, it's not going to look good on a balloon arch. It's
you're
just
right.
Gonna flip
I draw the line.
The
I draw the line at pillowcases. My kids tried to say they could use a pillowcase this year, and I'm like, "What heathens are you talking to? I'm sorry. Is Halloween over? You're never going to be a pillowcase kid or a kid that doesn't show up with." With a costume, I know.
Yeah, no.
Whatever. Absolutely. Anyway.
The pillowcase isn't bad. I think
I like it. I think it's lazy.
I've told this story before, I think. Have you heard the story about how my first Halloween that I remember, it was a rainy night, and I dragged my shopping bag.
Yes, and you put a hole in it.
And I was just telling my brother about it. He was like, that was the first Halloween I remember, too. He's like, I remember that so much. Aww. And he's like, I remember Dad going outside and trying to find it. I'm like, that dude was cheap, man. He would. He'd be like, uh-uh.
He could have just gone to the store.
So much of freaky.
He could have gone to the store, bought a $3 bag. He's like, I'm going to go to every neighborhood house we went to. I'm going to
redo
it.
Pick it out of the yards. This was a dog poop.
I'm going to pick it out of the yards. Yep. Underneath the turdling, I'm going to put that back in the thing.
So I will post a picture of it, but I'm very excited. So this is...
It'll be so cute if you do it.
I didn't think I was going to do it because I went to a couple stores and I couldn't find the pumpkin buckets. And I was like, I don't have time for this. But then there's this like closeout Halloween place that I stopped by on Sunday morning and they had 7. And they were not just orange. They were like purple
and blue.
That's cooler.
That's
going to
look really fall.
Yeah. So then I get online, and CVS has turquoise ones for kids with food allergies or, like, nut allergies. They do the turquoise ones.
Is that what
ones.
We're doing?
I don't know.
It's kind of like the villages where you wear gold shoes, tells you what you're into.
I think if you have a nut allergy, it's just parents are, like, they're just going through that with white gloves. You know, they just got to check because, you know.
That's what my parents said they were doing, but they were just hitting the good shit.
Yeah, they were hitting Reese's peanut butter.
I was like, not everybody gives out Bitta Honeys. Dewey, Terry.
This is all those banana things. That's bullshit.
My dad's like, yeah, I need Almond Joy. And I'm like, freely, happily, I'll give you Almond Joy.
What about these? They had like little like weird bits of like sugar, like caramel stuff inside like a toffee piece. It was like a Brock's thing. Do you know?
I do know. The ends
were twisted, you know, like that kind of candy.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like.
Yeah.
It was like what was left over the bottom of the.
Yeah, those were gross.
Yeah.
So are Tootsie Rolls. Those are gross. They're just classic. But you're fucking giving out really shit candy if you've got Tootsie Roll as your...
Call me old. I don't mind a bit of honey. I don't
mind a bit of honey. I mind that my molars attach to it.
Yeah, no, you got it.
And with a kid who is now on his second Invisalign, I'm like, no bit of honeys.
Oh, yeah. Update. We have to go buy a $500 replacement retainer for my daughter. I'm like, you know what? Have crooked teeth.
Yeah, have crooked teeth. And I'm going to go find the candy that you left on the ground in the neighbors.
Jerry's
coming through. Jerry's coming through.
Thank you for calling me on my bullshit, Kristen.
I think that's going to be great. True. I think it's going to be really cute. We are going the other direction. We're going full scary. We've done it every year. I've talked about this before, but it begs repeating. Okay. When
so,
Finn.
It gets so scary.
When Finn was, gosh, oh, four, not even four. We had moved to the neighborhood not far from here.
Yeah.
Listen, definitely not this neighborhood, but a few neighborhoods adjacent, if you will. We were a neighborhood that not a lot of people were doing Halloween. It was a big bummer, and we knew there were a lot of kids. So I was like, oh, maybe their schools are doing like trunk Halloweens or whatever that is.
Trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat or whatever that stuff is. But we were like all dressed up, and I was like, okay, we're going to walk into this neighborhood over here. We're brand new to the neighborhood. Eleanor's dressed like a fairy, and Finn is dressed, I can't remember, like Captain America. Where are the little, you bought him at Costco, the one that ruined Dashiell's Halloween?
Yeah, because he was like, I love this handmade costume you made,
Mom.
You
spent 8 hours on, but can I have the one that Finn has?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I know, we ruined your, I know, I knew it. So we go in, and Eleanor had a little bit of a fever, so we were just going to like one or two houses to let the kids trick-or-treat. And we got to the end of the block, and these 20-somethings, there were like five of them living in a house, and I could see it before I walked up. I go, oh, this is the house that's like scaring kids for real. Like, so I walked up and I'm like, how did we pick the, like a fraternity house to like trick or treat at? Like, this is.
Is that the guys that smoked a ton of pot that came over that one time?
No, those were just random guys in our neighborhood that we found laying on our grass. That's what the neighborhood
was
like.
They came across the street like they were pig penned. Like,
yeah, and we let them in our house and we fed them.
They were hilarious.
They were high.
Why did they even come over? They just, I swear to God, they just wanted to see what was going on.
They were in a van. They were hotboxing. We walked outside and told them to get off my grass. And then I felt bad for them. And we invited them in.
It was Scooby, basically.
It was literally Scooby-Doo rolled in. Jen and I being who we are.
We're looking for clues. And Kristen and I are like, well, come on in. You smell delicious.
I'm like, what are you guys doing? Why are you in my yard? Get in here. Do you guys need, you want some chili? Just put some on. Sit down. You guys all smell like weed. Okay. So not those guys, but might as well have been those guys. Have this house. And I walk up, and I knew, I could see on the bench that there was a dude dressed as a super, super scary, like one of those melty masks.
Yeah.
Scarecrow with his arm on the back of the chair. And I eyeballed this guy in his mask, and I go, don't do it. So babies. Finn goes up and sits next to this little, like the scarecrow. He's so little, and the scarecrow's so scary, and Finn is unfazed, and he just sits next to him and kind of like puts his hand on his leg, and we're trying to take a picture, and I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, I will literally kill you right now if you scare this little boy.
Scary. Yeah.
And so I go, so Colin was there, I was there, Eleanor's in my arms, like totally nonplussed. She does not give a shit about anything. And then Finn like looks up at the guy, and he kind of like puts his, and then the guy just goes, hi, like barely moves. And Finn, it was like his ass was a sparkler. It was like, and Finn.
That's pretty sweet.
It was so sweet. The guy like got down on his knee and like let Finn like touch his mask. It was attached. It was such an intricate. Aww. And so then Finn was like shaking and laughing, and he was like, oh.
Finn like, feels like a good one to do that to.
Currently, yes. I would love to
pull. No, because he was a good sport.
He was
about
a great
stuff,
sport.
You know, like,
so then,
and he would like to get.
Of course. So then Colin and I, as the good parents we are, we were walking away and we were like, we're doing that shit next year. We got Colin to dress like a big scarecrow. Mm-hmm. And then we had the matching one stuffed with hay. So when the girl or the boy or whoever sits down, they think it's, oh my God, it was our favorite thing. And so I would take pictures of these seventh graders. Always I hit middle school. Middle school and up, you got it coming.
Yeah.
Babies, I would go, don't. To Colin, I would go,
no, because it's fun to like scare people when they kind of want it, but not when they.
They're all like wearing, they're like, I'm just like, and I'm like, okay, we're going full tilt on this one.
Yeah.
And like just their pictures, I would have their phones and they're like, can you take a picture? And I'm like, of course. And then I would give Colin the cue and he would scare him. And so every picture, they're like, the ugly, it was my goal.
Oh my God, those like pictures from like haunted houses are some of my favorite things to look at. Because people are like,
there's no way in hell. If you take a picture of me just standing by a table,
I look like I'm ugly. I'm like,
put me in a haunted house. There's nothing about that that's going to look human.
I know. So speaking of scary, I have this scary story. And I was like, I want to tell Kristen a scary story, but like.
Oh, I've got one too.
You do? Okay. I found this one, and I tell you, I probably read like 16 of them, and I was, because number one, I love them.
So she's up at night on Spinster? Princess?
You just
Princess?
Called me a spinster.
No, I didn't mean to. Did Pinterest. I just put the two? Pinterest.
That
is that backwards?
Very Freudian.
Is
God
that,
damn you.
Sorry, you're not. Is that Pinterest backwards? Did I just like, she's so mad at me. You guys, look at what she's wearing.
Look at my readers in my plaid shirt.
She's drinking wine out of a bag.
She's I have no idea where you're getting this, Kristen Margaret.
Shut up. She just right. Catholic'd me.
But I read. She is. Kristen Margaret III. Okay, because I was like, come on, scare me, because I love scary stories. Now listen, I don't like horror movies. Here's what's interesting. I don't like horror movies. I don't like scary, like, stuff. Like, my whole house is cute Halloween
it
stuff.
It is really cute Halloween.
It's none of it's like, except
I like
the witch.
Scary.
I know. I don't like creepy, like exorcist kind of stuff, but I like spooky, like here, ghosts exist kind of deal because I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But you don't like horror movies because they really get to you or because you just
don't like
them?
I don't like gore. I don't like gore.
Gore's annoying. If gore is too much, I'm like, oh, we've all seen an arm fly off
and
before.
I also feel like if I'm not upset by gore, is there something wrong with me? Because I think people that really like it, there's something kind of wrong with.
I agree with that.
Sorry, I'm going to get some letters, and that's fine with me. But I think, like, I think you might have, like, some kind of, like—
You're desensitized a little bit.
Or it's, like, I read this thing about, like, Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
He became, like, people had Stockholm Syndrome with him. Like, people had posters of him in their room because the kids were so scared of him that they were like, oh, no, he's cool. They, like, befriended him kind of in their head to feel, like, safe
Freddy Krueger is why I stayed in my parents' bed for 2 years.
He managed
way shower. Past the age yeah. to which that should have been
no.
acceptable.
No.
I was like, who's ready for a camp out? I am.
It was like Freddy Krueger and AIDS are the big fears of my life.
It's 100%
you know?
True.
Right?
Freddy Krueger.
If you're Gen X or that's.
Yeah, those were your two
like
biggest fears.
Not wearing your seatbelt and getting decapitated at a railroad crossing. That's
no,
what, like all.
That's. I don't even think we worried about that. I think we really were. It was like the AIDS, the scare yeah. of AIDS, and then the fear of AIDS, and then Freddy Krueger.
Yeah,
those two things were the thing that like.
We would smoke cigarettes reading about both. Like yeah. packs of cigarettes. Just
cigarettes, yeah. walk around with knives. Like
absolutely,
go out, but, fuck with like Transformers to see what the
yeah,
electric charge was like. I did that.
That was back when you really had things to be scared of you
That's
guys.
When my mom and dad were like, just go out and explore. I'm like, it's a farm, man. I'm going to end up with one less limb.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Okay. Dewey and Terry just go, hey, go. Why don't you go see what that guy's doing in his van? Okay.
Your parents were like, number one, it's the 80s.
Yeah, we're fine.
Number
what
two,
could happen?
We're boomers. Number three, this is just what happens on farms.
Yeah, you know, look, that's just life. So if you see, like, I'm like, I don't need to see death at this age, Dewey. Like, come on now.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Okay.
Okay. So anyways, I couldn't find any that I was like that, like kind of freaked out by. But then I found the perfect mom nightmare one and I have
oh,
to share
God.
It with you guys. Okay.
Okay. Should we give a trigger warning? Is that a thing?
Creepy doll.
Creepy doll
trigger
oh,
warning.
I got those. Okay. Just like if you get nightmares and you're scared, please don't listen
to
this
with
your kids.
If you're a mom, this is going to hit you on a whole bunch of levels.
Okay.
No danger to kids, by the way. I would say trigger warning maybe Disney.
Oh, that's triggering.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is from Esquire.
Ooh.
When you think of haunted dolls, it's likely that creepy old Victorian-looking porcelain kind that's what springs to mind, right?
I mean, totally.
We had to get rid of our American Girl dolls because Delilah was so scared of them.
What did you do with them?
Gave them to some...
What the hell? I would have sold them. That's really? The biggest, scariest part of this conversation.
Really?
You just gave them away?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
How much are we talking?
A lot of money.
They've got high resale value.
Yes.
I mean, these were like weird Barbie level. They were like, they'd been played with. Their hair had like never been brushed. They'd never been to the American Girl doll salon.
Everybody, it's like American Girl doll me.
They'd been to the American Girl doll tattoo parlor, cigarette shop.
The head shop.
The Vietnam of American Girl dolls.
They had an American Girl doll 8-ball. Like everything was fine.
No, they had had a really as rough as you can imagine. So
fine, they're on to a better life.
They're on to a better life.
They've married a guy that's financially stable and he's going to support them. And
yeah,
both
Delilah
of them.
Was like,
it's in a thruple.
Delilah's like, I'm ready for you to take them out and then I can sleep.
They are
room.
A little creepy. They're just not as cute as I would say a normal,
I never thought they were creepy until she said, okay, I go, where are they? She goes, they're in my closet. And I opened the door and I was like,
they're a little creepy.
They're
a little creepy because they don't, like Cabbage Patch Kids, like were cozy. These just sort of stay stiff. Yeah, but
they like over-cutified Cabbage Patch dolls.
Yeah.
And there's something kind of realish about an American Girl doll. I mean.
It's odd weird. It's like AI weird. It's like almost a robot.
Oh, it's almost
what's that
right,
thing?
But a little
what's that
bit
thing?
Off.
What's that thing called? When you can't
You
have,
see a face backwards?
Oh, no. When you can't. Oh, my God. This is such a good trivia question. There's a thing where humans can't recognize something that isn't.
They
man-made.
Turn it into a face?
Where they can't recognize it as there's something we do that's like a dysphoria that we can't recognize something that's too close to human form, and we automatically go whoa 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 that's too real. Like it's shoot.
No, that makes sense.
There's
that's
a name
like,
for it.
Oh,
yeah,
Uncanny Valley.
Oh
sure, because it's like it's the same reason why like we're scared of clowns because they're trying to deceive you. Kristen, I know that hurts. Not you. Not Chrissy the clown. I forget every time I go to bring up clowns in a negative way. Kristen.
I just felt really judged when I was a clown. I had never done anything with such reckless abandon for joy and was met with, no, I'm afraid of you. And I was like, I'm 14 and I'm 5'2" and I'm dressed as Chrissy the clown. I'm wearing size 14 bright yellow Chuck Taylors and I'm working the fireworks convention. What do you think I'm gonna shiv you?
I will tell you that for the longest time I had a picture of you dressed as Chrissy the Clown as what came up whenever my phone rang, and I had to get rid of it. It really did kind of, but now I have that picture of you with the crimped hair.
She does this to me. I don't do this to her. She does this to me.
It's
part of my history.
I'm like a glamour shot.
Maybe I go as a clown this year.
Yeah.
I haven't pulled out Chrissy. Okay, anyway, moving on. Okay,
so
Victorian dolls, which we can all agree are just weird. When it's a glass face, they're weird.
They're weird.
Especially if they get doll eye and you don't know which way they're looking. They're like...
They get stuck.
Yeah.
Okay, so this family had a Disney's Frozen Elsa doll that was gifted for them in Christmas 2013. They lived in Houston. And it made headlines earlier this year when it became seemingly haunted. Okay, the doll recited phrases like from the movie, like, let it go when you pressed a button necklace that it had, which I think we had this exact same one if we don't currently have it. So for 2 years, it did it in English.
No.
And then in 2015, it started alternating between Spanish and English. And there wasn't a button that, like, you could change it on its own. It was just doing...
This makes me so happy.
And it was so random. Okay, so the family owned the doll for more than 6 years, and they never changed its batteries. So it began to speak and sing, even with its switch turned off.
No,
I had chills right now, because you have no idea how bad it gets, Kristen. The family decided to throw the creepy doll out in December of 2019.
Mm-mm.
Weeks later... They found it inside a bench in their living room. The kids insisted they didn't put it there, and I believed them because they wouldn't have dug through the garbage, the mom said, okay. Then, hang on, it gets worse, you guys. Okay, so around that time, Elsa ceased singing the English version of Let It Go altogether and was speaking only in Spanish.
Or tongues.
Yeah, depending. I don't know.
That's a sign of being possessed is you speak in tongues.
The family then double bagged the doll and placed it at the bottom of their garbage.
What are you doing? Why would you do that?
It was taken out on garbage day. And they went on a trip shortly after. And when they returned, Elsa had come back and was waiting in the backyard of the home. Okay, this time the family mailed Elsa to a family friend in Minnesota who taped the haunted doll to the front bumper of his truck. That's where she lives today. Can you believe that? If you threw away a doll and it came back, I'd call a priest. One time, but it happens like twice.
I mean, that, or I'm like, message received.
What do we have to do to make you happy?
What do you want? Your own room? Do you want your own credit card?
Yeah.
I think I'm okay with you being here. As long as I can make you happy, I'll put you on a shelf. We'll call it good.
I mean,
I'm not gonna double bag that doll.
No, that feels like you're hurt. Okay. Also at the nail salon, this is exactly okay. My nail girl was telling me, this is the kind of tea that I love when I go to the nail salon. She said, like, you know that street like down the way that like we went there this Halloween, everybody's like, it's like, God, who's that guy? It's like these really rich people that like
put in our neighborhood.
Down here, we went six years ago. And it's like,
oh yeah,
there's like animatronics that line their
entire. Because they're all like heads of like production design companies, and they go full tilt. Which I always say, I got no shade on that because you're using your money for good.
Everybody come. They give full candy bars. It's the greatest.
It's the greatest.
But I guess she lived over there, and she had this like witch doll that had a baby with it. And like the kids were so freaked out, like her kids and like people that walk by, that she's like, oh, I'll just take the baby doll part off. And then she noticed that the witch kept going off all the time. Mm-hmm. She just put the doll part in the garage and the witch kept like going off randomly. And so she's like, I'm going to get rid of this witch. Like it's like she got rid of the doll, got rid of the witch, and somebody took the witch without the doll. And then she left it by the side of the road, came back and left the doll by the side of the road the next day. So, like, they brought it home and they were like, this witch is fucked up or, like, something.
Witch, please.
100%. They were freaked out. She was like, never been so freaked out because she's like, I think I'm crazy and I'm just being superstitious. Somebody took it, brought it home, and drove it back and left it. It's so scary. And, like,
I don't know what it is about, like,
any kind of baby.
A demonic doll. But, like, Chucky had it right. Like, that shit is... That is, I find that terrifying.
No, Chucky's like jump the shark though, don't you think?
Totally. Like, but I do think like the idea of a doll being demonic is very, it's like in, one of the scariest movies I've ever seen was Pet Sematary. Did you see that movie?
Yes, I worry
all
the time
about the kid that cuts the Achilles heel.
Yeah, oh my God, I know.
I was like, there you go. I'm traumatized. I'll never forget that. That was like the little kid was like, ugh. It's so funny we're talking about this. I just rewatched Exorcist. The original, beginning to end.
Why?
Five nights ago. Because my husband, who's a big baby, I think he got scared. Okay, so we were going to have date night. Or not date night, but like a movie night. And the kids were spending the night.
Let's have date night. We'll
I know, we could have been humping or something romantic. Yeah. We were like, let's watch The Exorcist. So he was like, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. And I'm like, I'm 30 minutes in. Like, so I'm pot committed.
You're invested.
And I thought, oh, it's made in the 70s. I'm going to be fine. It is, it's so wonderful. It's like the, the woman, what's her name? The main woman in The Exorcist.
Linda Blair?
Look it up. It's Linda Blair is the girl.
Yeah.
And then I forget the name of the priest, but the woman is Ellen Barkin.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not right.
No?
Ellen Burstyn.
Oh, okay.
She is so, like, she does what actresses today don't do, which is she makes herself ugly in a moment. Like, she's shrill and she's, like, panicked and her daughter's, like, taken over by, you know, by demons. And goes to this priest who's super hot, by the way. I know you're not supposed to say that, but that guy works out.
Yeah. And it's like the flea bag priest. Like, it's very attractive. I got it.
The flea bag priest. I needed,
I can't even. I can't.
I was like, what's happening? All my Catholic desires are coming full circle.
I knew that he was like just a character, and I wanted to call him and be like, no,
I'm in love with
you. I think you need
love.
I
love you, and I'm going to go to mass all the time now.
Yeah.
Which now I have to go to confession all the time and go back to mass and then confession and mass, whatever.
So hot. Okay.
So I watched The Exorcist, and it is so terrifying. To this day, as is, no edits, no notes. So scary. And I turned off the TV. This rarely happens to me. I turned off the TV and I was like, we're good, right? Like, I know you're 100 and you've seen things, house, but we're good, right? And then I ran upstairs into bed because I was terrified.
Yeah.
I love that kind of scared.
I do too. And I don't watch, like, I've seen part of one Saw, maybe.
Those are bad because they're so.
That's what I mean. It's like gore porn. I don't like
that. Yeah, The Exorcist has the music and like the build and like it's patient. And then it's all of a sudden, she's like just disgusting, like yelling through the voice.
Oh,
and like,
my dear God, I know.
If you've ever seen archival footage from the lobbies of the theaters that showed The Exorcist, people are running out and they're bawling and they're barfing. And they're like, I mean, I would have given anything to have seen it in the theater. And it's like, when it came out, and Linda Blair lived a life of being like spit at, and like people couldn't like separate the two, that she was just an actress.
Oh my God, how terrible.
I know. It was really terrible for her. She talks about that a lot.
She's passed, right?
I actually don't know, but she went on to do more movies in the franchise, but that first one, there's nothing like it. It is the best.
And it's based on a true story. It's based on it's based on a priest's journal.
It's a priest's journal, which they're out there, you know, they're very interesting. But the one that I think is the most, that I just saw, and I was like, oh, Jen's going to love this. There is this interview with this woman, and she's a British woman. And when people tell me they've seen ghosts, or aliens, I am like many people. I think, oh, this person is not right. Now I have to listen to this dumb story.
Well, it's a statistical improbability that they don't exist.
But I feel like most of the time, the people that are being interviewed that say they have seen a ghost or an alien or a UFO are all of a certain type. And I'm not trying to generalize. I'm just saying, I don't buy in.
All right, keep going. I'll tell you something else too.
I'm not saying I don't believe you about your grandpa ghost, but I'm just saying I am skeptical. However, so this woman is this very normal, well-spoken, educated.
Not like you, Jen.
That is
Jesus,
not what I mean.
You spinster. You keep calling them names.
That is not what I mean. I'm just saying it's not like some guy like, well, yeah, I saw a UFO in my backyard.
Hey, this rosé woman.
Yeah, I had 18 cocktails, saw something flying in my yard.
I understand it. Like, I say to people, like, look, get upset with me, but like, I believe in vaccinations and at the same time, ghosts. That is who I am, you guys.
But I'm also not one to tempt fate. Like, I would not mess with a doll. I would not, I would never touch a Ouija board now. I would never, like, I am somebody that's like,
touch a Ouija board.
I'm very superstitious.
Like, you believe it.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I don't need to invite the devil into my house. I can't deal. I've got a seventh grader. That's close enough. I don't need any more shit. You know what I mean? So
you get a couple neighbors.
I got a couple neighbors that I'm paying my penance right now. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
So this woman is sitting there, and I am studying this woman as she's talking because I'm like, I believe her. So, and if you ever, I'm going to talk about how old I am. Remember Unsolved Mysteries when we were growing up? Every now and then they would do one that was the Halloween issue.
Yeah.
And it was always like
the scarf left on the grave.
Scarf left on the grave, or the woman, or the colonial soldier that would blow on the backs, the necks of women, but not the men. So the men would sit there and all the women at the same time would like look behind them. And it was, I mean, who's the colonial soldier, by the way? Could have been.
It's blowing on your neck.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm by myself. So anyway, the woman is being interviewed and she's like, I don't like talking about this because I know the first thing you're going to do is think that I'm crazy. That's basically what she says. She's like, but we're here, we're doing this interview, I'll tell you. So this woman is talking about when she was in like sixth grade. There's nothing that was in her history that would have said anything particular happened. She lived in this old house. And she said that she would see this image of a woman, like, standing in the corner. And she was like, the woman was, she would describe her. And she said she was a very cross woman. She was very, like, a very severe face. Mm. And she goes, nobody ever believed me, but I would see this woman every time I walked into our parlor area. Like, I would see her. And then she said that she would, like, for years. So then she just stopped telling people. And she said, as that time went on,
like, what's up? Nobody else.
Well, she would go, I always spent my time leaving, because when she'd show up, I'd get scared and I would leave. And then she got emotional and she was like, I've spent a lot of my life being so frightened by this woman. I know, right? So the woman, as she said, I would walk in and she would be peering out the window. And she goes, I spent so much time. And then I just realized I didn't watch the rest of the video.
No, Kristen, why are you doing this to me today? You don't know what else happened?
I think there's a part two and I forgot. But it was really scary.
This happens when you have ADHD. No wonder you're never scared of this shit, Kristen, because... There's something you have to solve.
And I was like, I really believed her. And then I think I started watching something with Travis God. And Taylor.
Darn
I'm
it,
so
Kristen,
sorry. I could have lied. It could have been. I was thinking about lying just now. I could have made
it
up.
I literally. Face, I was like, what's going on? Those eyes are really moving around fast. Because what you, it's like, she's
it's gotta, all real.
She's gonna say, like, we found out that the house was.
I was gonna make it up, and I realized people could check my data, and I just decided to be honest. I think there's a part
Gosh,
two.
Darn it
seems real scary.
Well, okay,
I believed her.
Here's what I will say. When I was reading all these stories, because I was looking for, like, true ghost stories or, like, people, you know, Reddit.
Okay.
I bet half of them are true. Half of them people just want to, like, have a good story, like, posted on Reddit. But one of the things that I read that I thought was like, an introduction to all these, and it might have been, like, the Reader's Digest one that was introducing the stories, said, like, everybody says the same thing about ghost stories. I don't believe in ghosts, but...
Yeah.
Everybody
I'm
says
I'm a basic
that.
Bitch. I say that exact thing.
Okay. So that's like, you're there's a thing that is like, I don't want to believe in them. I don't think that they're true. However, I have this thing that I like can't explain.
I like choosing to believe they might be true. That
Me
feels
too.
Fun. I wish not everyone was like
but I just
crabby
think,
and
no.
shitty. I think
no,
a fun time, good time ghost would be cool for
that's-
a change.
Honestly, that's what I think all the time about, like, my kids are, like, going through that phase where they're scared of ghosts. And I'm like, but what if they are? Why do you think
she
that they're mean?
Every time.
Why
She's
do you
always
think?
Like, oh, what if they're nice? What if they just need to talk or need a hug? There's just sometimes I'm not going to be
okay.
helpful and kind. And it's with a ghost. I'm sorry.
She's not, you guys. She probably will chat you up. Like, if you want to, honestly, if you want to communicate something to Kristen, take a flight. Like a 3-hour flight with her and buy her a cocktail. And whatever you have wanted a loved one to know, she will get your phone number. She
also,
will set up a
I'll forget. So I'm a safe, you can tell me anything. And by the time I leave that flight, I'm like, did I talk to someone on that whole flight?
Was that a dream?
Was that a dream? Did I have a fever dream? But I do believe, like, there are certain things that I do believe in. I don't know. I don't believe in the medium with the big hair. I don't buy her.
Oh, Long Island medium?
Yeah, the woman the with the big hair. Teresa.
Yeah. I went to her show. I told
What's
you.
What's her last name? The Teresa.
Caputo.
Sorry, I don't buy her.
I went to her show. I have my suspicions.
I don't buy into her. I actually do buy into that kid that like does the swirly thing
oh,
on the
Hollywood
notebooks.
He's
I just don't watch him because it's too crazy for me. I'm like, no, 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 no.
He's really, it's really crazy.
It's because he's so damn sweet.
And he's also, because that's what I was going to say. He's really like moved. He's like, I'm tired for days after I do this. Because
yeah.
It's like, you're taking on like whatever anybody else feels, I guess. But so there's this really great show maybe that you should watch because it will freak you out. It's not gory. But
Horry?
What?
It's not Horry?
Gory, God, you just hear whatever you want to hear.
You know what? I haven't showered in a while.
Is my speech impediment
that bad? I don't know. I've got one too, but it did sound like you said hoary.
Did it sound like I said hoary?
It didn't?
God, you're just looking for dirty words, Kristen. All right. Anyways, there's this show on Netflix called The Holzer Files. Okay.
And there's The Holzer?
H-O-L-Z-E-R. Holzer Files. Let's make sure it's Netflix. I'm pretty sure.
Holzer.
Because I looked... Kristen's like, what's that? The penis files? Like, I just hear whatever I want to hear. That's a different one. It's not on Netflix. It's on Max.
That's called Naked Attraction.
Oh, God, it's
that's the scariest show you'll ever see. Don't ever watch it.
Okay.
Don't ever watch it. You know, there's nothing about that that you need to watch. It's not fun. You'll be sad that you've ever seen a penis. No, it's the worst show ever.
A penis. And that one, I'm good. Is it Netflix? Casey's looking at it. Whoa, is that right? God. Is it Max? Oh, God. Oh, shit. It's Max. Okay, sorry.
Jen's like, is that right? That's so Midwestern.
I can't believe I got it so
wrong. We moved out to, Sydney. Is that right?
You know what? You can take the girl out of Nebraska
but can't take the wine out of this bag.
I am. I can do that. I can do all of these things. Okay, hold on. Happy Halloween. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I was like, I've seen every murder show. I've seen every, Ghost Hunters. I need something new. So I found this list, and it recommended this show. So there's this guy who was a medium, or not a medium. He was a paranormal investigator in, the 50s. And this woman who was a psychic would go around with him. So he would hear about...
Is that what the movies are based on?
There is something that. He's a famous guy.
The Conjuring.
The woman,
and the male.
No, that's the couple. That's the married couple. That's the... think of them. Hold on.
And they're very attractive, but go ahead.
They're not.
Not in real life, but in movie terms.
But they're... Oh, God. There's been a million things written about them. But I also... I'm a little skeptical of them, too.
Everybody is.
Okay. This guy came from more of a science perspective, but he did have this medium with him. So it was they would go into a place that they thought was haunted, and then she would go into a trance and could channel somebody's thoughts or feelings or whatever, a spirit that was there.
Ugh.
Now, when I tell you that when she's in a trance, so they have the old files, they have the tapes, they have everything. So what they're doing is 60, 70 years later, they're going back to those sites to see if they're different, if anything changed. And this paranormal investigator's daughter has something to do with it too, where she shares her dad's files and stuff like that. So they will show this is what the psychic found before. And she's in a chair. You want to talk about looking really bad in a chair. She's eight chins. Don't ever be a paranormal medium if you want to look good on camera.
Problem solved. Done. Not a problem.
God, she's that's much right. It's the scariest thing ever, you guys. She's I want to go home. I want to go home. It's the most unnatural sounding thing you've ever heard in your life. But then there's this very beautiful young psychic that comes in 60 it's years like, later. And she's like, I feel like it would be nice to go home right now.
I want to go home. I'm a menopausal ghost.
Oh, my God. I bet
she's
back.
I'm a young ghost. My ghost boobs are, totally even.
Yeah. Let me tell you what the 50s bras were. They were shit, okay?
Yeah.
So I know I just look like I'm melting into a, pancake look like pancake batter in all of these. Like this poor woman. And I feel like she's in one of the episodes, she's literally going to be okay, I don't like how I was represented in these, old files. I would really like to come back and have
that would be
great.
Can I
get hair and makeup?
Yeah.
Can I get a
redo,
please?
What kind of shit? You couldn't give me a chin light?
But she's this really famous medium. But the crazy thing is, this new medium who they say, and production or whatever, they could be lying to you.
Yeah.
But the setup is they send these people in not knowing anything about it, and they get very similar information.
Reads.
Yeah. About who it is, what was there, what happened at this place or whatever. So it's really good. So I'm through all of it right now.
Listen, I'm not a non-believer. I just am not a full believer. So I live in that fun space of being skeptical, but also a little tad hopeful and easily freaked out. I believe in energy for sure. I believe there are places that you go that you're I feel something right now and I don't know why. And I think that intuition in women is very strong,
so strong.
But I think
and
we
kids.
talk ourselves out of it.
Yeah.
I sort of feel like your gut and that are the same. Like, yeah. If your gut, if there's something that's off and everything is seemingly okay, I would say, I believe you. Like, if you said to me, like, my gut says something's wrong right now, I'd be like, let's go. Let's go out. Let's leave. I wouldn't say, like, I think you're overreacting. If there's something inside of you that is saying to be aware, or the hairs on the back of your head, or like you've got a heightened sense, or you're socially awkward all of a sudden,
I see what you're doing, spinster.
Not saying you're a spinster. I'm saying that those are all your body's ways of saying, I'm reading something that makes me uncomfortable.
Well, I know, because they say that like your body's like a radio tower. You're like an antenna. So you are like receiving messages, and like this is where your cells are condensed, is like your core. And I remember my mom and I were doing like a really late night drive, and we both had to pee like really bad. It was like in Iowa
Barb,
somewhere.
I got to pee. Jenny?
Oh, yeah.
I thought, is you know what? Right? I knew
Me
you would.
Too. It was like 2 in the morning. It was like super dark. Like, oof. We're talking Iowa. There's like no lights anywhere.
When we say dark in the middle of Nebraska or Iowa, I don't think people understand that there are
there's no light
miles
pollution.
Without a street light.
There can be miles where you could run out of gas between tanks.
Between cities. Yeah. Remember when we were in, I think it was South Dakota, I was like, this is one of those situations where if we find ourselves like upside down, nobody finds us for a good 8 days.
Yeah.
Like we're 40 miles one way and 40 miles the other.
I would wait for Kristen to die of natural causes, and I would crawl inside of her like a tauntaun, and I would survive.
And I would do that for her. And then I would come back and I would be a woman haunting her in the parlor.
Pictures of me looking bad. Where I want to go home.
We go to pull up. Well, like,
I'd be so pissed. I'd have all the chins. I'd be sitting in the chair. I'd be like, what the fuck? I come back and you don't even let me have.
What is that? Your new picture comes up when you call?
Who's this bitch? Yeah. Who's your new friend?
That's what the clown, the Crips hair one. Now you got that one of me wearing.
Let it go. Let it go.
God. Okay. So my mom and I are driving. Wait, I just have to say this. Don't ever leave a small town in the middle of the Midwest and not have a full tank of gas.
And don't drive a Tesla, because they ain't charging them in those towns.
No.
Don't get fancy.
Okay. Yeah.
Go with a nice Buick. It's going to get you where you need to go.
Great gas mileage. Yeah. Like, you're going to get a lot. So we're driving. We passed like all kinds of exits. They were like, they weren't the kind where it was like, here's a gas station here. It was like an exit.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You drive a while, then you might find a town or like,
but you look in the distance and you're like, I don't got nothing. I got to go back to the freeway.
And for whatever reason, my mom and I were like, okay, I got to pee. I got to pee too. And I was like, okay, next exit, we'll see what there is. And we pulled up to like, you know, the stop where the exit is. I pulled up and stopped, and my whole body felt like sick.
You're not safe.
And my mom goes, I don't want to stop here. And I was like, me neither. Like, it was so weird. That, like, it was like somebody, and I don't know what it was. She didn't know what it was either. And I go, why did that just happen? She's like, I don't know. Don't ask.
Because there was a serial killer around the corner, and your body was telling you to listen.
Literally something. There was something where the both of us were like, there's something that's not right. But there's a really good book called The Gift of Fear, and it talks about how like—
Your body helps you give you signs. Stuff.
There might be a thing, like, because anytime anybody has like a bad thing happen, this guy that wrote the book would go back and go, did anything happen? Did you see anything that made you think wasn't safe? And people go, I just thought they looked at me for too long. Or like, I thought it was weird, like where they were parked or whatever. But all those things are like the real deal. That's your
We've
body.
We've been talking about this forever because you and I are such true crime fans. Yeah. And I think maybe one of the things that moms like about true crime is that, especially when it is just true crime and it's not even about like the supernatural, which feels like a different element, but it feels fun and exciting. But true crime in itself, I think we feel like, this is a way to sort of predict something that might happen. Like, we now know this map looks like this, and this person did this, and these things are sort of similar. And I think because you and I have been talking about true crime literally our entire friendship, it is something I talk to my kids about trusting their gut. I'm like,
why not?
Eleanor,
why not be rude? Why not just get up and leave?
You literally, if something is telling you something is wrong.
Right.
And may you never know what the wrong is. Just who cares?
You could be wrong about it. Who cares?
But if you're right about it, you're in trouble. Like, yeah. Don't, like, trust that gut. And I have done that. I've done that more, I think, being a mom than I've ever yes. done before. But there's a couple things in my, I would love to go back to my, like, 25-year-old self and literally slap my own mouth because yeah. I was like, what the fuck were you thinking? This is so unsafe. And you knew it the whole time. Not that anything bad happened. I'm not yeah. saying that. I'm just saying, like, if it's not even that. It's like, if a job interview feels icky or if you walk in to a bar and yeah, you don't feel like you've got something going on.
Yeah.
Just trust that, like,
for the longest time I didn't trust it.
Exactly. We don't know how to silly. Read the signal.
Well, it's funny because speaking of true crime, there's this interview, it's like on MSNBC or something like
that. If you do this to me where you only listen to half of it, I'm going to be really upset.
Chris and I watched the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay. So this woman who was a sex worker in New York had gone on a date with Lisk.
Did
you see this interview?
Yes.
God love her. You look at her yes. and you're like, I don't think things have gone like
great for you.
Great, like how maybe you had intended.
Yes, I did
but
see this interview.
If that girl did not have her gut altogether because she goes,
she was ready to go make money.
She was going to go leave this restaurant with him.
With the dude sitting in the car, which is how they normally do it.
Long Island. Yeah. No, they were in a restaurant. They met in a bar.
Well, yeah, but didn't she go to meet him?
Oh, that's
she
right.
She vetted him.
He said, no, I want you to come in my car. And that was like,
and she's
pink.
Like, red flag. Yeah. But she had a driver. She had a dude there with her that like worked as her, like,
oh, yeah.
What do you call it? Like,
pimp?
Not pimp, but like,
I don't know how it
muscle.
Works, you guys. I don't,
I think
when, I don't know the economic
I think when
structure.
Women become sex workers nowadays, outside of having a pimp, I think a lot go through Craigslist. And they make an ad, and they know that they're in danger, so they hire muscle.
Do whatever you have to
listen,
do to keep yourself safe.
I feel like we point the the finger at the sex worker a lot faster than we yeah. point the finger at the person who's hiring the sex
oh,
worker.
No. It's supply and demand.
Exactly. And so I'm like, she actually was really smart.
No,
that she went into that restaurant. She met him. She was like, immediately, I thought he was massive. He's 6'6".
She's very imposing presence. And then she said he just kept talking yeah. about the murderer. And she was like, something told me it wasn't
yes,
right.
Yes. Oh, my God. I just hit my – yes. They were sitting there and he was like – he kept bringing it up.
Yeah. And she was like
– And she was like, something's not right here. Like, she yeah. never connected the dots. But
gore
she's like,
porn.
You're too –
Yeah. He's too into it.
You're
too
into it. Like,
yeah.
you're going to want to, like, copycat or be weird.
Yeah.
And then she – thank God she came forward, too. Because, like,
yeah.
now she's getting interviewed and everyone knows she's a sex worker and she has to say it. And I think that's really brave and really awesome.
I think so, too. I always want good things for everybody, but, like, I
don't want it for everybody.
People I hate, no.
I got a list.
No. But I, like, for her in particular, I was like, you are a smart person who probably didn't get all the right breaks. And, like,
yep.
hopefully she gets them for, like, telling this story. Because
yeah.
she's fucking smart, man. She, like, saved herself.
I just love that she's like, look, all right, I'm going to tell my story because I think this guy has something to do with it.
Yeah.
And she became, like, a major part of this investigation.
Oh, my God, she's amazing.
Yeah. I've got another hot flash for you.
Okay.
And you agree with this. Okay, if you have not seen the David Beckham, Victoria Beckham documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, my husband won't let me.
It's really good. It's yeah. a very good documentary beginning to end. It hits different. It's dang near like you're watching like a TV show. It doesn't feel like, because I know you love documentaries. I'm like,
I love them.
I'm okay with them. It has to be, the subject has to be something I'm really interested in. I didn't know if I was going to be, I don't remember being like head over heels for David Beckham when he was like, you know, with Victoria back in the day. Mm-hmm. But I remember thinking, oh, he's good looking.
Yeah.
Did someone, did I miss?
You missed. Jeez. Yeah, because he was
criminally.
He's beyond.
He is.
Yeah.
So I wonder if I thought he was so attractive that it was too much. He's too perfect.
He's definitely that. I would say. But you're still like, but I'm going to give it a chance because.
This is all footage of that time. I was like, I need to watch this documentary again and pause it in places, if you know what I mean. I'm just saying.
Because he is perfect, but he's also like a little tattooed up, which makes him
Which
like,
comes later as he's going.
Does?
There's some stuff. There's definitely.
I gotta watch it.
There's some stuff about him that I took away from it that I was like, ooh, are we going to dive into this part of him? That I think, I don't want to tell you that I was like picking up on signs of stuff.
I read about the affairs and stuff.
The affairs were not, they were publicized when they happened. And the thing that I sort of took away from that is I was like, sure. Yeah, I'm sure he did it. But like, it's not easy either way. It's not easy to take someone back after they've done it. And it's certainly not easy to get a divorce. So nobody had an easy time. And when you see the documentary about how he is like shuttled from different parts of the planet, literally to play a game, and he misses his family. And like, it's not that you know, I know we like to eat the rich because you're like, what problems do you have? You guys have all the money you could ever want. But he wasn't in the city with his children.
It's great to take people down a notch because—
Right. And I think he does a good job of— There's criticism that he doesn't do it enough to say, like, they definitely breezed over it.
Over the affair? Well, yes, she talks about it a lot, right? That's what I've—
I think the woman that was involved in the said affair talks about it quite a bit.
Ew.
Outside of the documentary. But the thing that I like about it is it really dives into him being a dad. It shows their kids now. He's like what he's like, what he's doing with his life now, which is, it just was cool. It was like, and Jiminy Christmas. They broke the mold with that, bro. Like,
Jiminy
good.
Jiminy Christmas. You're giving me a hard time for saying.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you Jiminy are, Christmas. But that's just like me saying, is that right?
Is that right? Oh, is that right? It's not on that channel? Jen, did we podcast?
I think these spinsters podcast.
We spinsters podcasted. I'm going to go watch the other second half
Happy
of that video.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.